Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome to Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Here we are, Wednesday morning. We're going to be talking today a little bit about energy fields. We do see we have several callers in the queue. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And let's get right into it, Neil. I think I'll, do the little housekeeping stuff in between calls. But let's talk about, is that my book? Let's talk about energy fields.
Yes. We have a little brief discussion before the we start answering questions, and often the topic that comes up that clients ask me is about energy fields. Our energy fields really start in this physical realm with our parents, typically our mother, since we have our first real maternal connection with our mother. And that would be basically in how we're comforted, how we're touched, how we feel, how we have energy and all that kind of thing. So when we begin to get in connection with our chakras, and of course the connection we have initially in our infancy would be with our first chakra.
Really?
Which is our base chakra.
What about the umbilical cord, which extends into the navel? I mean, that would be my first thought.
Well, the umbilical cord is an energy that's everything that we have in connection with our chakra system has two layers to it. One, the past life layer, that is the part of the foundation of each chakra system and the themes that it carries, as much as the transcendent current or transcendent energies. That means that the energies that we come into the world with and that we develop through creativity and the advancement of our awareness. In the element of the umbilical cord, in terms of the first energy field, we're basically being fed by, first of all, it's being fed by the process of past life. What are we coming in with that has laid the foundation for the kind of family structure that we're born into, including the first energy, which would be between mother and child?
Okay.
Typically, mother and child is a karmic situation.
Right.
Rarely, but it happens, but rarely does a mother bring in a child that is fresh. Basically, we're old souls. We're basically old souls. We've gathered enough energy to where our connections with human beings in the earth is about past life energy. So
mm-hmm.
we're basically bringing in a new energy. The instances where we don't, in terms of the mother and father figure, is when they've elected to bring in a new soul because they're done working with the past life energies of children and children raising, and they bring in a brand new soul that is fresh in the energy, or one that does not have the available human beings handy that they had experienced in past lives. Because you have to kind of figure, not everyone is coming back to the earth.
It's going to connect with the same family unit or the same tribal unit that they've connected with in previous lifetimes.
No, they won't, because in the karmic element, someone who's Chinese may have energy from Switzerland or from France or something like that. So we carry with us these extraordinary layers of past lives. Now, not everybody that we have encountered in a past life is back on the planet. maybe they've evolved, maybe they've moved on, so you're not necessarily going to be meeting everybody that you've always, that you have previously encountered. Once in a while, what I've found is that people who have worked on a certain degree of energy and they've really evolved, they still may have a particular karma left with one person on the planet. So that's why they have to come all the way back to complete their karma with just one person. That happens a lot in times too. And oftentimes when we see that, the intensity between that person, of course, not just be connected to one person in their lifetime, they'll have other people, but there's a certain emphasis in the connection that they have with one particular person that forever marks a karmic situation. A lot of times it happens in tragic circumstances, and when we use extreme examples like the man who killed John Lennon, a terrible karmic situation that occurs in that it's just not a random act.
Right, and such a brief interaction, but a heavy, heavy karma.
Heavy karma. Now, when we get into our first chakra, our first personal field of energy, that is how we are nurtured by our mother, whether we're held, caressed, fondled, lovingly connected, or whether we have a mother that's absent or is not available, and for some reason, whether they just don't have any maternal instincts or they're alcoholic or on drugs, this is all part of the first chakra build. So our first chakra as babies is we're not sitting there analyzing our mothers. We're just feeling the sensation of nurturing, touch, expression, that vibration, and that supplies for the baby an element of energy that, again, is based on karma. So our first chakra, which is called the red zone, it's a red color energy, is our journey that starts to build whether we're going to be in a flight essence of life, always running from responsibilities, not being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
People who are not responsible, who are irresponsible, people who don't make a commitment, and people who make a commitment but don't stick to it, people who are always looking to how to manipulate the system so that they can take advantage of people or institutions. These are usually people who have a flight response. They were not nurtured as children, or they were nurtured in a way to where there was total manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who has a healthy attitude at the beginning of life, the mother was there, the mother loved them, and hopefully that throughout the first 5 to 7 formal years of a human being's life, the mother has been consistent in tone about loving and caring. These people usually have a inward, not, it's not a flight, it's a connective energy. It's not flight. It's not fleeing from the attitude of human interaction or not being nurtured in that regard. It's more a connective issue. Now, when you have a connective issue, you ultimately turn, your energy is developed through time. So your main personal vibrational spaces will become more in the element of what is called construction, construct souls, or bridge souls. Some people call them indigo souls, souls that help connect and build the environment for a better universe, a better world.
Mm-hmm.
These are usually people that were fed from the first ground up in terms of proper nurturing, proper love, proper emotional stability. There are people, though, it's amazing, there are people, though, who have a karma that far exceeds their first chakra experience, because we have a lot of people in the world who had a very rough upbringing. There was no love, no support, and they turn out to be very humanitarian human beings.
Right.
Now, these are people who have a highly evolved higher chakra. And so their seventh chakra is already conditioned to be in that construct soul, bridge soul pattern of life, even though they have a terrible karma in the sense that they don't have a very good physical energy that they operate in the world when they first come in. So there are relaxations of the rule, if you will, to where sometimes the balance of a human being's life is such that it's not really balanced. You have a rough upbringing, but yet you're a gentle soul. Or you have a gentle upbringing, and you're a demon. You're horrible. So sometimes there's not a balance of the energies, and when we get into that zones, we get into other systems of personal vibrations, which include other colors, black being among one of the colors that where we hide in our energy. A lot of people who I've encountered that are more of the criminal element appear with a lot of blackness in my third eye because they have a lot to hide. And so blackness is a revealing color of hidden energy. Now, a mystic can still be black in their energy field. It doesn't. When I was a kid, I used to wear all black. But I wasn't. My energy was not that I was wearing black because I was evil. My energy, I was wearing black because of the mysticism that I was involved in. And so that energy, just like saying a priest wears black, does that mean he's evil? No. So black is not just a color that we designate with something dark or evil. It usually means something hidden. The fact that a priest will wear black also is the fact that he understands the mysteries of life. He's a deliverer of God's mysteries, and he helps to bridge that energy. So priests, pastors, rabbis, they're usually called bridge souls. They can be called spirit souls. Now, that gets more into the esoteric element of life, where a spirit soul is here to connect, not on a religious level. They may not even use the word God, but they use the word spirit. They use the word energy. They use the word light and love and awareness. Those are usually spirit souls. Although, of course, spirit souls can also incorporate the idea of God into their concept, if that's what they believe.
Okay.
So we've got these personal vibrational spaces that I think is first marked. I think our listeners today have to kind of examine what kind of nurturing energy did I have as a child. And then you can almost map whether you're an individual that is involved in interaction or more involved
so
in flight.
So how does one repair their energy field if they're more prone to the flight response? Before we get to our callers, which we need to do because they're lining up.
Very
there.
Quickly, to do that, once the intellect is established and a person has a rational mind, they can go into the first chakra and creatively redesign it. So they start to nurture themselves. They start to love themselves. They start to recreate the archetype of their parents, and they start to find mentors and guides and loved ones around them that nurture their new beginning, if that's what it is. So the way to change your past is to creatively redesign your past by imagination, by vision, by chanting, by meditation, by the connection that the spirit of the seventh chakra is going to fit neatly into the first chakra and reestablish the foundation level of love and nurturance.
Okay.
That comes with creative visualization more than just historical reflection.
Right, and it probably helps to have somebody training or working with you on that journey
if you need it.
So, okay, we need to get to our callers, Neil, and so we're going to just pause right there and continue. Again, there's never enough time to adequately address a subject that we have on the show. So it's always a continuum we're on here. Okay, 678 area code is first. Good morning. And everybody in queue is getting a reading, so just hang on. 678, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Sierra.
Sierra. Is it S-I-E-R-R-A?
C-I-A-R-A.
C-I-E-R-A.
C-I-A.
A-R-A. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Ciara. And Ciara, where are you calling from? What's your birthday?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. And your birth date, please?
It's 1/11/92.
Okay. And good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I had a prior reading from someone, and they were telling me about a future problem with maybe a younger family member, but they didn't really elaborate on it much. So I was wondering if you pick up anything on that, because I can't get it out of my mind.
Oh, well, that's always, a lot of different readers say a lot of different things, so you got to be careful.
Right.
Neil?
Well, you certainly have, your master number is 6, Sarah, and that is a third eye energy. It's a 6th chakra. That's your master number. So you're in that element of the brain, the third eye, creativity, at least by master number definition, that's what you are. You have a karma at the age of 24. You're 22 now, so you're not quite there. But you have a lot of 11s in your energy. You have an 11 in your day, and your year is 92, which adds up to an 11. Now, that involves relationship troubles. And when we get into the idea that you came into the world with some form of tension in relationships, which could amount to turmoil in the family that you were growing up in, it could be surrounding divorce issues. Your parents were divorced, or your parents fought, or there was an abandonment issue. And these are the circumstances that help to establish the kind of journey that you're going to be going on in terms of what your karmic responsibilities are in the earth and what you're supposed to resolve. Now, in your family structure, in your early family structure, to get to your question, was there any instability in those early years with your family, divorces, abandonment, alcohol, drugs, anything?
Well, it's always, you know, I didn't meet my dad actually till a few years ago, so it was always just me and my mom and like my grandma, and there wasn't really any.
Well, that's what I
mean. There. Yeah.
That one of the elements I discussed was absentee or abandonment. So your father abandoned, if you will, for want of a better word, the family, and you were raised by maternal energies, but the father figure wasn't somebody you met until you were in your 20s. So that issue, that right there is an issue. Now, do you have a younger sister?
On my father's side, I'm my mom's only child.
Yeah. So on your father's side, the younger sister may be what this psychic or this person you spoke to was alluding to. Because insofar that you brought your father's kind of back in your life, there may be some stepchildren or half brothers and sisters, in this case a half sister, where there may be possibly some altercation or interaction that might get a little friction ridden coming up. Did your father, as far as you know, did he ever suffer from any alcohol drinking problem or anything?
I don't know if he suffers from any drinking issues, but, you know, I do remember when I did meet him a few years back, the only time I seen him, he had been drinking a beer, so.
Well, that, okay. That may not mean that he has a drinking problem, but the fact that he was drinking a beer when you met him is probably the vibration that I'm getting as a picture. So the only thing, I wouldn't worry about it too much. There may be some sibling, you know, they're your half-siblings. So there may be some rivalry in there a little bit coming up. I don't know. It might have something to do with the will ultimately in time. Have you met your half-brothers or sisters?
I met most of them. See, my dad, he has like a total of 12 children. There may have been 2 or 3 I didn't meet.
Uh-huh. Well, 12 is one of your big numbers. You're born on the 11th, but the 1st. So 11 and 1 is 12. Also, your 1992 actually comes to a 12. So there's a 12 hidden in your energy field just for that effect alone, among other reasons. So, you know, there might be a little bit of rivalry in there. I'm not sure where this reader was coming from and what they were specifying. In me giving you a reading, that's not the first thing that I would come up with, that you're going to be having problems with a sibling or somebody in the family coming up.
It was really weird because we were talking about this guy I was talking to, and then how somehow she brought up, she's like, she felt that they were further away from me. She don't know if they would be accusing me of something, so be careful. But then she also said, oh, well, it could possibly be, you know, he has 2 children, so it could be one of the mothers. And I was like, I have no idea.
Well, I don't know you, but I can feel from your vibration, you're basically an honest person. You're not out to look for trouble, and you don't cause trouble. So I don't get you as a troublemaker, and I don't read you as somebody that's deceiving and out to look for trouble. I don't get that about you. So I don't really know how to support her premise. I'm not getting that vibe about you, nor am I getting any problem like that. If there's a troublemaker coming into your life that is threatened by you for some reason, now I do get a little bit of mild vibration about that, but you know, there's no big earthquake about it.
Right.
You know, sometimes we encounter people in our lives, and because of that encounter, we pose a threat to somebody around the person. That might be something that might be part of the dialogue of what she's discussing, but I don't get the same vibe she's presenting to you due to this relationship. Are you still in the relationship with this person?
Well, we're not, like, really dating, but, you know, we've kind of, in a sense, kind of, sort of, but...
Yeah,
been
I wouldn't worry about it. With all due respect to whoever this person was reading you, I'm not getting that vibe about you. So I'm not sure, unless I heard a more elaborate detail, what she was... this person was saying, I wouldn't worry about it right now. I wouldn't worry about it right now. If I were you, I'd be more concerned about the job situation, occupation-wise, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I am. And that's one of my main focuses.
See, I don't even know you, and I've already more correctly alluded to something that you can validate. So I would be more concerned about that than I would about some person giving you trouble. I would be more concerned about your job situation if I were in your shoes right now.
Okay.
All right, Sarah. Well, thank you so much for your call. Hopefully that was helpful to you. And Sierra can call Neil, 562-596-7818. You can also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. So those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and she can also follow us right here. Okay, Neil, we've got lots of callers in the queue. I'm going to take 305 next. Good morning. Good morning, 305. Are you there? Maybe 305 is just listening because they're not talking. We didn't have one pressed, but they were next in the queue, and they are not.
I bet they're wearing black.
Responding. So weird. Okay, so... 757. I think I know who this is. This is Keir, and we were speaking a little bit on Facebook today.
Hello.
Hey, Keir. Hi, Keir.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you? And you're from Virginia, right, Keir?
Yes, I am.
And your birth date?
It's 12/19/92.
Okay.
And another 92.
Yeah, another 92. We were talking a little bit via Messenger, but... go ahead and state your question that you asked online.
Well, I first wanted to say, you know, what you guys were talking about at the beginning of the show, that definitely made sense to me. I was a kid that was I was kind of nurtured, but then again, I kind of wasn't. And I kind of, you know, the whole thing, the archetypes that you guys were talking about, I kind of reprogrammed myself by seeking out teachers and taking all of these courses I came up to actually loving people. So that definitely resonated with me.
Good. Glad to hear it. Here. So you were inquiring a little bit about psychic development, which is something we always love our callers or our listeners to ask.
Yes.
About. Because, you know, oftentimes we're going into people's the details of their lives, which is great, of course, but it's nice to, you know, get to, you know, talk to Neil a little bit more about his own development. Is there something specific that you wanted to ask Neil yourself before?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him, you know, what was most important in intuitive psychic development? Because for me, it just, you know, I've been taking all of these courses, and I know meditation is big, but I don't know what to choose from. The courses that I did take, they did help, but it still feels like intuition is just hit and miss for me. So I don't know where to go or what to do.
Here, yeah, first of all, your master number is a great number, I have to say. Because it's,
no,
because
it's his number.
It's the same one I've got. We're a 34-7. Now,
mm-hmm.
people who are 34-7 in life, in the best prospect of energy here, it's the epitome of spirituality, because our master numbers equate to the seventh chakra, which is the spiritual chakra, the chakra.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of highly evolved souls. At least we have the potential to be. Now, of course, you've
mm-hmm.
got a really strong fluctuation of numbers in your birth date, 1-2-1-9-9-2. Indeed, the twos and the nines.
Hello?
Twos and the nines repeat themselves. First, you have a 2 and a 9 in your month and day, and you have, of course, a 9 and a 2 in your year. And what that really shows is that you came to the world in a duality. You have a high evolved brain, and what I mean by that is you don't have to be a genius, but you're attuned to spiritual matter. And you're here to transform energy. You're here to transform energy, as you expressed. That means turning it into something positive. So you take your negative experiences in your upbringing, as you expressed to us, and you reprogram yourself because your brain's already elected to do so through evolution of past lives, and you turn it into something positive. So what you've got to do is do strong visualization of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You constantly equate negativity to positive energy. So the more
mm-hmm.
that you can focus the negative into the positive and do so through the act of the willpower that's connected to spirits and guides, the more you're going to finally attune your intuition. Because your intuition is sort of conditioned by your faith. And your faith
is
by your willpower. So you have to start to think, as much as you're channeling higher energy, you're also responsible for channeling the higher energy within yourself. And that's a matter of practice and discipline. You're only 21 years old, so you're going to have a strange and bizarre but exciting journey between now and 34. But
mm-hmm.
at 27, you're now at 21. You've gone through three cycles of your master number. Three is connected to stomach. So right now, if we look at chakra systems, you're sort of in the third grade, working your way great.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach zone is a yellow zone. It's a stomach energy. There's a lot of the stomach has a lot of creativity in it. So there's but the stomach is also involved in the idea of change, because the stomach reduces and changes the food in our bodies and breaks it down. So what you're doing is you're breaking down karma, you're breaking
mm-hmm.
down negativity, and converting it to positive. Now, don't be concerned that your intuition right now is hit this. That's natural.
Okay.
You're in the process of learning how to evolve to the highest plane, which is going to be your seventh energy, and that will occur as you approach each seven-year cycle of life. But when you reach 34, you're going to have a major change, and I think you're going to be more in an element where you'll probably be a teacher and a guide for people. So these informative years of 21 to 34 are where you're building your educational process. And if your intuition is hit and miss, don't be dismayed by that. Take a deep breath and reinvent the miss into a hit until you've learned how to affect the idea of vision with accuracy. What is you have to kind of work through.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
I really like that. Everything that you said resonated with me, so yes.
Well, glad to hear it, Keir. And you can always get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. About training, and you can speak with him, after the radio show if you like, and discuss that with him.
Yeah, I want to say I'm very impressed with him, because
yeah,
at the age of 21, he's he's already talking like a highly developed soul.
I know.
Because usually 21 is my car, you know, when the girl's going to come, where can I get, you know, ashed. And you're involved in a higher element, so take pride in that and discover your walk in life is to a higher path. You can self-discipline yourself to such an extent that you can create your own title for what you are, or maybe you could go into some school or something of thought where you follow a certain philosophy according to a group of your choice.
Okay. Yeah, everything that you said resonated. I'm also known as a weirdo at my age. So, yeah.
Well, weirdos are fine.
No.
Some of the best people standing in line that are connected to God are very weird.
Thanks, Kira, for reaching out today. We appreciate it. And take care, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Got a lot of callers, Neil, and about 30 minutes left. But, yes, I was impressed by his question, too. This is why I invited him to give us a call on the show, because it's nice to, you know, get into those elements here.
Yeah.
Okay, 760 is next. Then we have – I'm going to call out the order for everybody so they know where they stand. 760 is next, then area code 561. Then we have 856 and 509. So everybody's going to get on. Just hang on and hold your place in line. Don't hang up. Okay, and this is Renee. Renee, 1028-61. She's 2810-1. Hey, Renee, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
That's great. Just like a general reading, or if there's, like, if my husband's trying to, I keep feeling like he's trying to say something to me, and I can't dream it like I would normally do.
Okay.
So your husband's crossed over, and he's been trying to say something to you, huh?
Yes.
Did your husband suffer any kind of stroke in life, or was he speechless?
Yes.
He had a
yes.
stroke?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm connecting to him, so what's happening to your husband is that he starts to vibrate again into the earth element. He's attaching himself to the vibration of how he left the earth. So he's really confused. He's not stuttering. And he's not having a problem in the astral realm. What's happening is as he moves from the astral realm down to the earth realm, where he can best connect to you, he starts to regroup with the energy that he had on the planet. And that is the intensity of what he left. But I do feel an animal on his chest. During his last years, were there any adoring animals around him or anything?
Yes, we had some dogs, and yes, he loved them dearly, and they loved him.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, the one died 2 days after he did.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, just for the sake of the radio reading today, he's telling me that he's got the spirit energy of that animal with him, and that he was very comforted by your loving energy. You know, we all have our ups and downs in life and our difficulties, and we all, as we get to know each other as a couple, we all, you know, we have our battles and what we don't like, what we do, but it's enveloped in love. And he said that he was enveloped by love with you, that he died in a peaceful energy, and he doesn't want to confuse you that he's in any problem right now. He's saying, it's like I'm laying on a cloud and I've got my animals around me and I'm embracing them and I've got the love of your energy on the earth. So it compels me to want to come back to the earth and be close to you. But at the same time, when I step back into the earth in a spirit form, I start to vibrate again with my body as I left the earth and I get this confusion going on. But he's saying to you, there's nothing, I'm not in any turmoil. I'm okay. He does say that there's a certain part of your house, if you live in a home or apartment, but where your habitation, there's an area in the house that's colder than the rest of the house. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, the baby's room is.
Yeah. Well, he's saying that the baby's room is colder than the rest of the house. He's trying to generate, what he's trying to do is generate an energy field in that part of the house to where there's more warmth. The element of the room being colder is actually about the karma of the land that the house is sitting on in that spot. So I feel that there was an incident in the land before the house was built that had some kind of emotional intensity, and now that the house is built, it's sort of absorbing the energy of what happened on that piece of the earth. So that's why that's occurring. But he's going to put a gentle energy in the element thereof, and he's giving me something with a strong E in it. Now, I know your name is Renee, but I don't know if there's anybody else around you whose name starts with an E, Eleanor, Ellie, or anything with an E?
The dog that I gave where I live and work, my husband and I gave them this dog, and her name is Ellie.
Okay. So he's connecting to you for the purpose of our brief radio reading. He's connecting to you with love, and he's telling you that he's very comforted where he is, and he didn't mean to distress you, but he is around you with a loving energy.
Okay, Renee. Well, that was wonderful.
That was awesome. Thank you. Yes, so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Renee. Thank you so much. Okay, let's bring on our next caller, Neil. 561. Again, the order, 561, 856, and 509. We've got about 23 minutes here. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Lena from Florida.
Lena?
Yeah.
L-E-N-A?
Correct.
Okay, and what's your birth date?
March 7th, 1962.
Mm-hmm.
1962.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to ask Neil when he saw a job coming up and a move. I've been living out of my car since May, so I am very, very, very frustrated in my life.
Okay, sorry to hear that, Lena. And I know you've been looking for a job for quite some time, actually.
Yeah.
We've been in communication with you for a while.
Nothing is sticking. You know, I find a job and then it lasts a month or two and then, you know, I wind up losing it. So it just, nothing seems like, you know, there's no security.
Well, let's see. We've got 3-7 in your month and day, which is a 10 or a 1. You're 52 years old. You're living in your car. We've got a 2 at the end of your energy. Your master number code can suggest some problems. Now, I don't just want to be restricted to the element of your master number and the code of your birth date and just say, well, you got a problem, you got to live with it. Let's see if I can change something as we're speaking. Lena, anywhere in your life, was there ever anyone named Marilyn, Mary, Marianne, any M sounding person?
Yeah. Marianne is my son's godmother, and Marilyn is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Well, what I'm going to do, I think the best thing I can do for you is just briefly on the radio send you energy which may have an effect. It's like a doctor giving you an antibiotic shot. You know, it maybe it will work. So the best thing I can do for you, because you're living in your car and you have no work and there's all kinds of problems going on right now in your life, and I'm not getting a direct read about going to a certain corner or tapping into a certain business and you'll get a job, I think the best thing I can do is send you energy which will have a magical effect of maybe getting you work. Has your mother crossed over?
Yes, she has.
Okay, because I'm getting an energy that your mother's crossed over, and so I'm going to use part of her spirit element to help you too, so I'll send that energy in. Are you at all taking any kind of medication, or have you taken any kind of pill with a glass of water late, even if it's an aspirin?
I just took a vitamin.
Yeah.
You just took it right now?
Yeah.
Lena?
As we were speaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm connecting. You see what's happening, Lena, is I'm connecting currently to your energy field, that means that there's an angel in the midst of our conversation that has gotten you, it's gotten your attention, or it's attentive to you right now. So I'm going to ask this angel just to give you some extraordinary guidance and gifts and relief. And maybe since you're striving to get a job, which I respect because that means you're responsible, that this job will come in and you'll find some work, and it will be through the handiwork of the angel that's given me the visions today in your reading. And who in your life has ever done any nurse's aide?
Home nurse.
She was a nurse's aide, and I've done some companion work in the past.
Okay, so I'm going to ask that the angel maybe find you some kind of work through that mode, or maybe it will deviate from that, and you'll just get work because the connection I made is still another validation that I think an angel has listened to you today and is going to be here to guide you.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Lena, for your call.
Thank you.
Let us know what happens, for sure. Okay. Yeah, and you're thinking maybe, I'm just wondering if you're thinking in the terms of a home situation, because perhaps it could provide stability in her residence as well as a job.
Yeah.
Like a live-in nurse type thing.
It could be something along that line that might work. Yeah.
All right. Well, she's gone. So anyway, 856 is next, and then we have 509. Okay, 856. This is Rosa Maria?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you for a little bit now, about a month, I think. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you? 1231.
Doing good.
And what's going on?
Whatever you got for me that's coming up for the positive, job-wise, relationship, whatever you can get for me, that's good for me.
Yeah, another 28-10-1.
And she's in, her job has been in, like, I don't know, government, right?
Right.
In government, and she's 39 years old.
That's right. Up on 40.
And what was that? She's not.
You're like a private, you contract with companies, right? Or with government agencies. Like she works overseas, things like
right.
that.
Right.
Oh. Well, what's your connection now or in the past with Florida?
I've been there once.
Okay, so for the purpose of me following on a scent, if you will, what were you doing in Florida?
Vacation.
Vacation. Are you divorced? I can't remember. Are you divorced?
No.
Any breakup, like a live-in situation that broke up, anything like that?
No, there's a situation I left that he has to decide, like, what do you want to do? And I came home. I was overseas.
Oh, you were overseas, and then while you were overseas, you had a relationship, and he's just indecisive about what he wants to do in the relationship?
Right. We didn't have a foreign boyfriend and girlfriend, just like back and forth, so I just said what I had to say and left.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm seeing a vision of two books in your energy. So it's a dream symbolism. I'm in a dreamlike state. I'm seeing you holding two books. One seems to be a law book. So there's something about law right now. I don't know yet. It could have a deeper. But there's something to do with law. Now, for this area of surface interpretation, do you know any lawyers, any attorneys? Have you been involved in the law in any way?
I know some attorneys. You mean on his end or my end?
Your end. Well, I mean, it's his end. That's intriguing. You can tell me.
His end I knew something about. And I knew a few lawyers, and I I had a few cases like a while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm working on a vibrational premise of trying to. I think your question is that you want work and when you might get it. So I think what I'm doing here, Rosa Maria, is it Rosa Maria?
Yeah.
I'm connecting on a vibrational energy and building something for you that might create work. So the idea here is that it's vibrational work more than a specific dialogue that I'm going to tell you something. It's a vibrational work, which is very important in terms of making the event happen. So, and anybody in your family that had suffered from a hearing loss problem, was there anything in your history with hearing loss, an individual, somebody around you?
Yes.
Yeah, who's that?
My father.
Your father?
Mm-hmm.
And did he cross over?
No.
So he's around. So your father's around. Are you in communication with him, or is it an active relationship?
Yes.
Okay, so
we're in the same house.
Oh, you live in the same house, so that's even better. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to gravitate this energy to, I think what I'll do with you is just visualize a vibrational content that is filled with you getting work. And I'm going to have an angel kind of activate that so that you'll just automatically be getting a job within a week or two or maybe a month at the most. But I'm going to activate that. And are there any, what do you call those little, when you have knick-knacks, tchotchkes. Do you have anything like what Kristen just said? It's hard for me to pronounce it, but it's like a cap, almost like a Chinese cap, like a jar or a glass or a pottery. Yeah, what is that?
Clock. Cat
is
clock.
A clock with a cat.
Okay, well, I'm connecting very vibrantly to your energy field today, Rosa Maria. And I feel that, again, today in our radio show, we seem to have an apparent angel that's on the show. So this angel is prepared to work with many of the callers today, and you're also amongst them. I think so far all of our callers, the angel's been very comfortable with working with. And, again, there's going to be some vibrational change in your life. We pray it's for the good, and that's what we're expecting. So we have to just base it on the validations that I got, that's going to be transformed into energy, and that energy will be transformed into a job coming up. So just keep the faith.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, Rosa Maria can call you directly, 562-596-7818. She can also join us on Facebook and Twitter and right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Neil, we've got one more caller from area code 509. Good morning, 509.
Good morning, Neil. This is Erica. We spoke yesterday, but I forgot to go into detail about the two children that you were talking about. What gender are they? Which one comes first, and are they healthy?
Oh, you mean
Hello?
the children... Are we talking about the children that you're going to be having?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, Erica. My feeling is that there's going to be a boy first. I'm getting a boy first, but that may come from the element of your strength. And not that a woman, of course a woman can be strong. I'm very, very attuned to women's rights and all that, and women liberation, I'm a big fan of that stuff. So I'm not equating it and stereotyping it to a boy is stronger than a girl. That's nonsense. They're both equal in my mind. But I do feel that there's a kind of male energy in the first birth that you give. So I feel that the boy is going to come first and then the girl. The girl, like yourself, is going to go into politics. Not that you're going to go into politics. There's a political agenda about your energy, law, and legal matters since we just spoke yesterday, so I know where your interests lie. But I do believe that your daughter is going to be very much, you're going to be her mentor.
Aww. Okay, and are they healthy? That's kind of what I care about.
Yeah. Oh, oh, they're healthy. They're both very healthy. In fact, your son, I think, is going to be very athletic. So he's a very he's an athlete, and he becomes very athletic. But then again, he's going to be kind of well rounded. So his he's an athlete, but he's also involved in student government when he's in high school and that kind of thing. So you both your children will be kind of highly centered human beings, well rounded. You know, that kind of thing. The ideal kind of kids you want. Good kids, you know.
Okay. So, well, I also plan on adopting, so I'll mix them around with some adopted, because I believe in second chances. That's kind of like what I've always wanted to do, give, like, another kid a second chance. So maybe three, adopting three at most.
Well, that's fine. The adoptions will come through way of karma in my reading of you, and so you'll be adopting individuals that you have had karmic relationships with, I feel. They just won't be fresh souls in your soul's history.
Okay. All right, Erica.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Neil, we do have another caller, 770. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi,
good morning.
Hi.
Yes, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi. Hi.
G-I-N-A?
My question. Yes.
Mhm. And Gina, what's your birth date?
1879.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Gina?
Georgia.
Georgia. Gosh, we've had a few Georgia people lately. Interesting. Okay. All
right.
I guess it is. Gina, what's your question?
My question is about love or relationship coming later on this year or later.
All right.
Love and relationship coming this year or later. Who in your family has any kind of sinus problem, allergies? I'm just asking offhand.
Well, right now, and I'm dealing with it right now.
Oh, you are?
And my yes, and my son, he's dealing with it right now as well.
Oh, okay, so I'm picking up on a vibrational energy because that's hitting me first of all. There's something wrong. There's something. Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. This is just a little folk wisdom. I'm being told this by an angel. Have some honey.
Okay.
Good honey.
Just like
good
a spoonful of honey.
Well, we're starting to sound like Mary Poppins. I want you to have some honey and heat it up.
Okay.
Slightly heat
okay.
it up. You can put it in some tea, you know, the tea that they have, the herbal teas and all the natural teas. Kristen knows a lot about that stuff. She's the real food expert.
I'm obsessed with food. make sure it's not like a store-bought, you know, honey that is not, you know, really from bees. Make sure it's high quality.
Okay. I sure will check into that.
Don't get it, like, in a Walmart or something.
If you have a really young child, you know, don't give them honey. They can choke on it. But this is
right.
for you.
Okay.
But okay, now we're getting to the element of love. And I'm feeling that something is resonating with me around Valentine's Day. So there's something in the month of February. Do you know anyone who was born in February, perchance?
No.
Okay, so I think this is about love in February. I know we got a couple of months away. Oh, big deal. February isn't that far away. But I'm getting something about February. Now, if the person comes in before February, then that means he was born in February.
Okay.
Or the individual will actually come into the world in February. So what's going on with 5 years with you, Gina? Were you married for 5 years? Was there a divorce?
I'm going through a divorce at the moment, and I was married for 6 years.
Oh, okay. So I'm close, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like to be exact, yeah. But I'm close. So maybe you were married 6 years. Maybe 5 years into the marriage, maybe there was some turmoil and there was another year
mm-hmm.
left, but... You know,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting, obviously, you have a child and you're asking about love, so it's not you don't have to be a genius to assume you went through a divorce, but the fact you're going through it now, and I'm close to the number of years you had with this individual, I feel that the validation I'm giving you towards this new relationship is significant. And I don't know. I know you're in Georgia. Now, how does Mississippi connect to you?
I don't know anyone from Mississippi.
Well, I don't either, but we have that in common. But I don't know. Maybe this individual has a connection in their life to Mississippi.
Okay.
I'm just not throwing that in because it's in the southern part of the country. I'm really stating that I'm feeling that about you because I'm getting a lot of element. Also, the name, if I can, the name Mark is going to vibrate somewhere in the future. Have you so far known any significant Marks?
No.
Well, in your reading today, Gina, I'm in the future. I'm in an element of energy that hasn't surfaced yet, but I feel like I've jumped out of my body and I'm living in the future. So that element is going on. I'm also seeing a lot of white energy around you. Now, is there any, are you in a room that's white? Are you wearing white? Anything with white around you?
No, the room is not white. I'm not even wearing anything white either. Mm-mm.
Okay. Here's what's happening, Gina, because the other readings have been kind of, I'm in the future with you. I'm in a future element with you. That's what's happening. And I didn't calculate your age. Your age is
35?
Oh, wow.
She's right up her
Oh, switch. That's why. You are, right now, your karmic number is 35 equals 8. You're 35 years old. That's your karmic number. You're going through a big change right now. That's why I'm centered on looking at the future, because you're releasing yourself from karma. You're going into the future. There is going to be a love energy in there. It's going to be very spiritual, and it's going to be very long-lasting.
Oh, wow.
I think going to have a spiritual, long-lasting relationship coming up, and 35 is the clearance of your strong-edged karma being released.
Okay, because I understand why I was, like, the 5 years that I was married, it was just a struggle, and it was a lot of things, I had a lot of setbacks 5 years ago, and I'm just now pushing through, and I see doors opening. Now.
So you were married for 5 years or 6, did you say?
I was married for 6, but the 5 years that I was in the relationship, I didn't work. I didn't do a lot of stuff because my husband, I don't know if he was manipulating the situation or anything, or don't want me to move ahead or anything. So it was just, I was really stuck. And once I released him, I began to have opportunities come to me. Left and right.
That's why I came up with the 5-year figure,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Right.
So now you're filling in why I felt it. And now it's making mm-hmm. more sense to me why I felt it. So that means that with that as our validation, we're going to get a clearance on my future vision for you.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Wow, that was enlightening, Neil. Thank you so much for that. And Gina, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Great reading. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And Gina can follow us on Blog Talk Radio. She can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. We are back on the air on Monday. I never know when we're back on. Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's next week. So thanks again, Neil, for the readings. And
thank you.
Thanks to all of our callers. Sorry?
No, I was saying thank you for, the show wouldn't be possible without your you being here. I wouldn't be able to be on the air. So.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And we'll see everybody on Monday. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.